47. Shift. 98. 64. 7. Hoi.
Jeff, what in the world are you trying to do?
That was a lateral pass off the quarterback sneak. We caught the other team flat-footed.
I think I'll penalize you 15 yards. Don't you get enough practice on the field?
No, I never get enough. They got me on the second team.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound so bad, honey.
Mom, there's only two teams. Second is last. Coach says I'm too light.
Well, the important thing is that you do your very best and that all the boys like you.
I wouldn't care if everybody hated me. If I could just be on the first team.
Now, will you keep trying, honey? In the meantime, we're going to have dinner in a few minutes, so would you mind getting your full back, right half, and tackle into the dining room? We're going to have to sit on them. And don't forget the right end. We couldn't see a thing without him.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Jeff. See, you've been busy, darling. Rearranging the furniture again. You know, Donna, I kind of like it this way.
I paid $18 for this vase. Furthermore, the living room is no place to try to kick for the extra point.
Now, darling, don't be too hard on Jeff. You know, he's got his heart set on making that team. Well, I guess it takes a man to understand what that really means to a young boy.
You know, somehow I have the feeling that Jeff could go all through life very happy and successful without ever being on the football team. Oh,
darling, the kid's got a lot of spunk. He just can't stand the idea of being on the second team.
Don't you think it's about time he learned that everybody can't be first? Somebody has to be on the bench. It's no disgrace to be second or even third. Hi, everybody.
Hi, sweetheart. Hey, you have to carry all those books to school?
Oh, I should hope not. Half of them are Jeff's. He went to football practice and didn't want to leave them lying around. Well, I have to make a few phone calls.
Okay.
All right. Now, why does she leave these books lying here?
What's wrong?
Jeff's report card. Huh?
B, B plus, B, A, C? What's the matter with it?
It's the first time he's ever had a C in history.
Oh.
And look, he's 14th in his class.
So what?
He's always been in the first 10.
Honey, I have the feeling that Jeff could go all through life and be happy and successful without ever making the first 10. All right, Malcolm. Say ah.
Ah.
Ah, that's fine.
Alex.
Yes, dear?
May I speak to you for a moment?
Oh, of course. Excuse me. What is it?
Alex. He's 23rd.
Who's 23rd?
Jeff.
23rd what?
In his class.
Is that all? And for that, you take me away from Malcolm's enlarged tonsils?
Honey, this is bigger than Malcolm's tonsils. I ran into Jeff's teacher, Miss Beaumont, and she told me. Now, honey, what are we going to do about this?
Oh, darling, Malcolm, you can close your mouth now. Don't make such a fuss about it. What if Jeff isn't the brightest kid in his class? After all, you know, a plumber could be as happy as a college professor and make more money.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Look, I know what the trouble is. It's at football.
At this age, he's interested in sports, and classwork is just a drag.
Well, we're going to have to do something about it.
All right. Okay, Malcolm, open up again.
Alex. When I say we, I mean us, you and I.
You're the one that's concerned, not I.
But you're his father. You know what his grades are. Don't you care?
I care, but I'm not alarmed. You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
I don't happen to think of our son as a molehill.
No, honey, it was just a figure of speech. I just think you're getting too excited about the whole thing.
Thank you.
clinic.
Oh, honey, I'm so glad you could get here.
Well, I got here as quickly as I could. What's up?
Well, Mr. Conroy called and he wanted to see me.
So you called me? Why?
It's about Jeff and I couldn't face him alone.
All right, dear. Stop worrying. Let's find out what it's all about.
Yeah, I'm afraid to find out.
Would you rather go home?
No. Let's find out.
Mrs. Stone.
Hello, Mr. Conroy.
Dr. Stone.
Mr. Conroy?
I hope I haven't kept you waiting.
No.
Thank you both for coming. Won't you please sit down?
Thank you. We know you wouldn't have called us if it weren't something important.
Yes. Yes, it is important.
My wife tells me it's about Jeff.
Yes, it is.
Whatever it is, Mr. Conroy, please tell us.
Well, it's difficult to tell you this, but it's about Jeff's leaving the school.
Leaving school?
Just like that? Couldn't we have had some advance warning?
Well, I didn't know about it myself until yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
The entire student body was given an IQ test, purely routine.
And Jeff's mark?
Jeff's rating was 149.
That's bad.
Well, on the contrary, Mrs. Stone, it's the highest ever recorded in the school. Average is 86. Your son's mark put him in the category of genius.
Genius? A genius?
Mr. Conroy, Jeff is my son, and I love him. I'd fight like a tiger if anyone were to attack him, but frankly, it's a little difficult for me to believe that Jeff is a genius.
Dr. Stone, you can't quarrel with the figures. I have the test here.
May I see it?
Well, certainly. You may take it home if you wish.
Mr. Conroy, there's something I don't understand. What about Jeff leaving school?
With a boy as gifted as Jeff, a school like ours, which is geared for the average student, is inadequate. I think he should go to a school which is better equipped to handle a boy with his exceptional ability.
Well, I didn't know there was a school like that in Hilldale.
There isn't. What I'm talking about is the Cunningham Institute of Chicago.
Chicago?
You mean send Jeff away to school? What? He's just a baby. He's never been away from home in his whole life.
I know it isn't an easy decision, but believe me, it's in the boy's best interest.
I'm afraid that's out of the question.
Well, it's up to you. But I really wish you'd think about it.
There's nothing to think about, Mr. Conroy. My wife and I feel the same way about it.
Very well.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Conroy.
If you should change your mind, remember, only at Cunningham will your boy realize his full potential. Thank you for coming.
Goodbye.
Thank you. How do you like that, wanting us to send Jeff away to school? Donna, do you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry, darling. I was just thinking.
What about?
What a terrible responsibility it is to have a genius for a son.
Hello, dear. How are you feeling?
Terrible. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Oh, our son?
Honey, I'd just die if Jeff went away to school in Chicago, but I just can't help wondering if we're doing the right thing by not sending him.
Now, darling, we talked this whole thing out and we decided that Jeff would stay here.
Yes, I know.
I suppose Jeff doesn't want to go. We can't force him, can we?
But, honey, if he's a genius, we owe it to him to have every chance to develop.
Well, I'm by no means convinced that Jeff is a genius.
Well, Mr. Conroy says he is. And I'm afraid he knows a lot more about those things than you do, dear.
Well, I'm not too sure. You know, genius is not a word to be tossed around lightly. Galileo, Shakespeare, Einstein, Jeff. Somehow it doesn't quite fit.
Well, it will someday.
Now, look, darling. Suppose we just keep him here for the time being. What do you say?
All right. I won't think about it anymore.
Good.
What's that?
Oh, Oh, that's just nothing. It's just that IQ test that Jeff was taking.
Oh. No, no, wait a minute. You've been taking it.
Oh, not really. I was just fooling around.
No, no, wait a minute. I want to see it.
Oh, I wasn't even trying.
107. That's 42 less than Jeff got.
My average is 86. I am at least 21 points better than that. I wasn't even trying.
Hey, Kelly, don't get upset. I mean, after all, you're the father of a genius. That's the next best thing.
You won't mention to Jeff that I took the test, will you?
No, 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 of course not.
Not that I think it's really important.
No, well, a boy has to look up to his father.
The test doesn't rule a darn thing, you know.
For heaven's sake, I know that. Don't be silly. Then why did you take it?
Hey, Mom, I may be a little bit late today. We're going to have an extra practice session.
All right, honey, but be careful.
Mom, for all the chance I get in the second team, I might just as well be playing checkers.
Well, remember, brains are better than brawn.
Whoever said that wasn't trying out for a football team.
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah?
If you were sitting in the bathtub, the water was running, the taps were broken, and you couldn't turn them off, and the water was rising fast, what would you do?
Gee, I don't know. Call a plumber, I guess. We'll see you later.
What's all this about water in a bathtub?
It's just a little IQ test of my own. You notice that Jeff didn't answer the question.
Oh, honey, it was such a childish question, he didn't even give it a second thought. By the way, what do you do when the taps are broken and the water's rising fast in the tub?
Pull out the stopper. What are you doing?
I want to check that IQ test you just took.
What for?
I want to see if you really got 107.
That happens to be a question they gave us in the Army, and very few got the right answer. Hi, darling.
Oh, hi, dear.
Sweet.
Hi, Daddy.
Weighty problems?
Jeff.
Oh, you know, I wish he'd stop being a genius and just run around and break windows like normal boys. Then there'd be no problem.
Alex, I talked to Mr. Conroy today, and he wants to know if we've changed our minds about sending Jeff away to school.
We told him no. Why does he keep bringing it up?
Mr. Conroy informed me that Jeff has dropped to 30th in his class.
Honey, I'm sorry, but I just can't get upset about Jeff being an average student.
But don't you see, he's bored. He's so far ahead of all the other children in his class.
I hate to be a wet blanket, especially when it concerns my own son, but isn't it barely possible that he's not bored, that maybe the work is too much for him?
Huh. Same old story all over again. You're too close to the situation. You can't see the forest for the trees.
Well, you're as close as I am. How come you can see the forest?
A mother can be more objective. Honey, I've always known that Jeff is brilliant. I could tell in so many ways. I mean, he couldn't hide it from me in a million years.
Well, he hid it from me. But according to you and Mr. Conroy, I'm wrong.
All I know is that you can't argue with an IQ of 149. Some other people I know got considerably less.
I'm going to mention that.
I made it! I'm on the team!
Hey,
I made
boy.
It!
I knew you could
Jeff.
Do it!
Yeah.
Oh, we'll be out there cheering you at every game.
Hey, Mom, aren't you going to congratulate me? I just made the team. I'm the regular quarterback.
Honey, I'm not the least bit surprised. I've always known that you could do whatever you set your mind to.
Well, gee, Mom, it wasn't that easy.
Jeff, what happened to Winky Watson? I thought you said he had the quarterback job nailed down.
Oh, Jeff was probably just smarter, that's all.
Well, you might say that in a way, I guess.
Oh, you're being modest. Now, don't ever be ashamed of having brains.
Well, it was an accident, really. You see, Winky was taking a shower and he stepped on a bar of soap and slipped and sprained his ankle.
Well, then how did you outsmart him?
It was my soap. Well, I gotta go up there and memorize new football signals. Hey, and call me when dinner's ready. I'm starved.
In a few minutes, dear.
Darling, I think you might have been a little more excited about Jeff's having made the team. You knew he had his heart set on it.
Yes, I know. But now he'll spend even less time on his schoolwork.
Well, maybe, but look how happy he is.
I think Jeff's future happiness is more important. Alex, I don't think we have a choice anymore. Jeff should go to Cunningham School.
But, darling, we've...
He's already in 30th place. How far down do you want him to go?
that'll make you happy.
Happy?
And on my very first play, I took the height from center, faked to the fullback, and kept the ball myself. I cut back over my own tackle. When I got into the secondary, I reversed my field and picked up some blockers. And then I outran the opposite end and scored standing up.
How far did you run?
2 yards. But when you get down there near the goal line, you gotta fight for every inch. Hey, Mom, what's the matter with you? You look like you lost your best friend. Hey, Dad, what's the matter with Mom?
Nothing. Excuse me.
Hey, what's going on around here?
Alex, I just couldn't tell him.
I know, dear. Now, look, why don't we just forget the whole thing?
Oh, no, that would be cowardly. You tell him.
Oh, no, no. You were the one who was for it. You tell him.
Tell who what? Hey, what's the matter? What's wrong with everybody?
Nothing's wrong, dear. As a matter of fact, you might say it's good news. Tell him, dear.
Well, son, you see,
Yeah, Dad? Jeff, it's just that you're leaving school.
Leaving school? Oh, Mom's kidding. Isn't she, Dad?
No, Jeff, it's true.
But I can't leave school. I just made the football team. Oh, look, I know my study's been falling off, but I'm still passing in everything. Why are they going to kick me out of school?
Honey, they're not kicking you out. You're being promoted to a better school. The Cunningham Institute in Chicago.
Chicago? But I don't know anybody in Chicago.
Now, Jeff, it's up to you. We can't force you to go if you don't want to.
Jeff? You're an exceptional student with the chance to do really great things. It just wouldn't be fair for us to stand in your way.
Well, is it fair to me to take me out of school? Just want to make the football team?
Oh, but honey, you've outgrown this school. You need more advanced studies. You can become a great doctor or a scientist or engineer. Honey, you not only owe it to yourself, you owe it to your country.
Now, Donna, that's going too far.
You both want me to go?
Yes. Because we think it's best for you.
I agree with your mother. Jeff.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, did I wake you?
No, I couldn't sleep.
Me either. Jeff, I hope you understand that your father and I are only thinking of what's best for you.
Sure, Mom, I know that.
It wasn't an easy decision for us. It won't be an easy one for you.
Do you really mean it? I mean that it's up to me? About going to that school, I mean.
Yes, I do. It's what we both want for you. But of course, the final decision is yours.
Well, I guess I owe you and Dad a lot. You've both been so nice all the time. Sometimes I don't even deserve it.
Well, honey, you don't owe us anything. You're our son and we love you. You don't have to deserve it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, Mom, I'll go.
Are you sure? I mean, we're not forcing you. I know how much it meant to you to make that football team.
No. I just wanted to prove that I could make it. And I did.
You'll like Cunningham. It's a great school.
Oh, sure. Lots of kids go to boarding school.
Yeah, it's not so bad. You'll be home for the holidays, and we'll come to visit you often. We'll probably be a nuisance.
Chicago will really be a change after Hilldale. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it'll be kind of fun to get away from home.
See? You're beginning to like it already. Good night, honey.
Night, Mom.
Stone, I'm completely flabbergasted.
Mr. Conway, now please start from the beginning. I'm confused.
The Cunningham Institute requires that every student take the entrance examination. Naturally, I thought he'd pass it. There was nothing in it that would stump a genius.
And he flunked. Is it possible that he did it on purpose?
I had Miss Beaumont give the entire class the entrance examination. He had no idea of knowing what it was. He came in 19th.
19.
Just to double check, we gave a similar examination. This time he came out 23rd.
23rd? Does that mean he's not going to Chicago?
Well, how can he? He flunked the examination.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Well, I'm not laughing. I went out on a limb to recommend him to Cunningham.
Mr. Conway, there is one other thing I don't understand. If Jeff is a genius, and we know he is, why did he fail that examination?
I've been asking myself that question all morning. Come in.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Mr. Conroy sent for me.
Yeah, me too.
Jeff, do you remember that examination that the whole school took a couple of weeks ago with the true and false questions?
Oh, that one. Boy, I must have flunked that one real bad.
Why do you say that?
Well, you see, I was late for football practice, and well, the questions were too tough anyway, so I just marked them down, hit or miss.
A million and one chance, and it has to happen to me.
Jeff? We've just decided that you're not going to Chicago.
I'm not? Well, great, I can stay right here and play football then.
You're not going to play football either.
But why not?
Because you're not in the first 10 in your class, that's why not.
Oh, but Mom, you knew that yesterday and it didn't seem to bother you.
Yesterday you were a genius, today you're only normal. You know, you're going to be pretty busy from now on. Come on.
Well, where are you taking me?
Home. History may be made at night, but it's studied in the afternoon.
Hi, darling.
Hi, dear.
Where are the kids?
Well, Mary went to the market for me, and Jeff's upstairs studying.
Well, Jeff is a real eager beaver with the schoolwork these days, isn't he?
Yeah, well, that's because he knows that he won't play football again until he's back in the first 10.
Well, you don't know what a real relief it is to me to find out that Jeff is just a nice, normal, average boy.
Not just normal, exceptionally bright.
All right, but not a genius. It's a little embarrassing for a father not to be as bright as his son.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Remember that question you asked me the other day about if you were in the bathtub and the taps were broken and the water was rising fast, what would you do?
I remember.
Well, I got the answer. You pull out the stopper.
The ceiling is leaking. Must be flooded.
Yeah, well, it took me a little time to figure it out.